Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
% of HUD funds go to illegals? That 1 in 10 births in the U.S. are to illegals? The anchor babies born to illegals at our expense get citizenship? That less than 2% are picking crops, but 41% are on welfare? That they comprise 95% of all murder warrants in L.A.? That our politicians want to give them amnesty if they pay back taxes? What taxes? Low-skilled, low-income workers with numerous dependents don't pay taxes. They get a check for earned income tax credit? And then there's our schools. Had enough? Then join the campaign. Support is needed of every citizen to tell our president and Congress, stop it now. Call the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, toll-free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or go to SayNoToIllegals.org before it's too late.
The U.S. has troops stationed all over the world to protect our allies against invasion. But no one is protecting us from invasion. As a result, we're losing a war we don't even know we're in. We're being conquered by Mexico. And our government at the federal, state, and local level is full of collaborators who are aiding and abetting this invasion. The time has come for ordinary taxpaying American citizens to take action to take back our country one sanctuary city at a time. My name is Walter Moore, and I'm running for mayor of Los Angeles right now. L.A. is America's second largest city. It's a sanctuary city. And wherever you live, help me win this war. Contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad so I can buy more ads and get more support to take back our city. Call 310-909-7239 or go to waltermoreformayor.com, waltermoreformayor.com.
Heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. We are being invaded, folks. And the illegal alien invasion of the United States causes many, many different problems. There's fears by many Americans that illegal aliens are not only destroying our sovereignty and our culture, our schools, our wages, and our hospitals, but they are also depleting precious resources, working in sensitive government areas, and voting in our elections. That's right. Now, those who advocate for illegal aliens are quick to say they can't and don't get any welfare. Now, they never get any welfare. They can't and never vote in our elections, and there's no way that they can get jobs that would be sensitive to America's safety. They're quick to tell us that, folks, but let me tell you a little story that will disprove these claims. Oscar Ayala Cornejo grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He lived next door to a crack house where he had thieves there that broke into his house many times and stole his stuff on more than one occasion, okay? So one day when he was 15 years old, two police officers visited his high school to recruit future cops. He decided he wanted to be a police officer. Now, the family had moved to Wisconsin in 1992 from Guadalajara, Mexico, illegally. And he didn't know that, allegedly, until he announced to his family his intentions to be a police officer. And at that time, his father gave him the bad news that he was an illegal alien. His father told him if he wanted to be a police officer, he would have to return to Mexico and apply to come back legally, which would take a minimum of 10 years. That would have been the right thing to do. Minimum of 10 years, though. Well, a few days later, the kid decided he wasn't going to do that. And a few days later, the father came up with a brilliant idea. You know, one of those ideas based on family values, the family values that George W. Bush always tells us about. The father, now stay with me here, folks. The father had a cousin who lived in Chicago. That cousin of the father had a son that was born 5 months after Ayala was born in the state of Illinois, therefore recognizing this child as an American citizen. This son of the father's cousin, Jose, died when he was 7 years old. You with me? Stay here now. He died when he was 7 years old. Now, the father's cousin said she would allow Ayala, the father's son, to assume the identity of her dead son. Same approximate age, same race, related. I don't know, maybe even a DNA match. Who knows? But the fact is, she was going to allow her cousin's son to assume the identity of her dead son. So just before his junior year, Ayala, now calling himself Jose Morales, switched high schools. He cut his hair. He got braces on his teeth and replaced his glasses with contacts. His parents were now his aunt and uncle, and his brother and sister were now his cousins. He had it going on. This was a total flim-flam and deception, but he had it going on. He graduated from school in 2001 and entered the police aid program there in Milwaukee for the Milwaukee Police Department, and he thought he was home free. Had it going on. American dream all the way. He had successfully become Jose and became a police officer in December of 2004, just 10 months after his father had died from leukemia. Now, the plot thickens. His brother Alex, who was born in the United States, was also a police officer, and they worked in the same district. He was living the American dream, folks, him and his brother both. Now, his brother was born in the United States. Don't forget that. He wasn't. They're both cops in the same district, living the American dream. He never told anyone about his true identity, and only his family knew his secret. So he thought. On February 20th, 2007, an anonymous caller reported to... They should build a statue to this anonymous caller, by the way, for his great deed to this country. An anonymous caller placed a call to ICE agent Russell Dykema, and he told the agent that Jose Morales was actually Oscar Ayala Cornejo, an illegal alien. That's right. Now, did this special agent rush out and arrest the guy? No, he did his work. Agent Dykema spent more than 2 months checking data in immigration databases and school records. He even compared the yearbook photos of the two guys under the two names. And when he was certain, when he was positive, when he knew that he had the right guy and that the tip was a great tip, it was a good tip, it was bona fide, he went out on May the 31st, handcuffed, shackled, and arrested Ayala. Now, Ayala was charged with falsely representing himself as an American citizen. That is a huge crime in this country. Now, I know a lot of people are going to say, well, they should all be arrested for that. They should. If you use somebody else's identity, sure, you are claiming to be an American. You should be arrested for this. But I'm going to tell you why it was such a harsh crime to be arrested for in a minute. He was arrested for representing himself as an American citizen. In addition to lying about being an American citizen, the police said that his position in the police department gave him access to weapons and confidential information, a very dangerous thing for an illegal alien. Now, am I saying this kid was going to be a terrorist? I don't know. Probably not. But he had no business being there, and he had no right looking at these classified articles of information. Now, talk about national security, folks. This was a violation of the national security of this country. After he was arrested, after they showed him what they had, Ayala agreed to a plea deal where he would probably get 1 year in federal prison and then be, and here's the key word, here's the beautiful word, be permanently deported from the United States. When you claim to be an American citizen and you are caught doing that, you are out of this country for life. You can never come back. And that's a beautiful thing. And he should not be allowed to come back. I know somebody's going to email me and say, oh, this guy had a dream. He had a great dream. And we should, well, you know what I mean? We should respect that. No, he lied. He cheated. His father was a liar and a cheat to bring him here. And he lied and cheated to get him into the police department. And they lived a lie the whole time. And now he's paying up on that one. He's out of here. Oh, and here's a caveat to that. His brother, Alex, who was a cop for 5 years, was fired in September for withholding information about his brother being an illegal alien on a police force. And it's great stuff. It's beautiful. This is beautiful. This is what should happen in this country. Everybody that perpetrates this should be arrested and brought to justice, put in jail and deported. And the brother, who is an American citizen, should be prosecuted. The aunt who allowed him to use the name or cousin, whatever she was, should be prosecuted. All the rest of his family that knew about it and allowed him to perpetrate this should be prosecuted and then deported if they're not American citizens. When people tell you that illegal aliens can't vote in our elections, this proves they can, and they will. When they tell you that they're not being hired into sensitive positions, this shows you that that's nothing but a lie. We are seeing every day illegal aliens working in airports. Now we got them working as police officers. Unbelievable. We just found one from the Middle East who was an FBI officer. When does this end, folks? And when do we say enough is enough? I would put this guy in jail for 10 years and then deport him. I would do that to his whole family. We have got to recognize this as a sovereign nation, and we cannot allow people to do this to us any longer. I applaud those who dropped a dime on him. I don't know who it was, but if they need change for a dollar, I'll give it to them anytime. They should have dropped a dime on him. They should have told on him. I'm glad they did. And he sat in his jail cell and whined about he thought he had no enemies and wondered who would do this to him. Whoever it was an American hero. I applaud them for that. And if he needs help packing, I'll help him. It's the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Steve Rimage, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Today's message is about our county bureaucracy and how one aspect of the needless duplication of oversight effort might finally be closer to an end. Last Tuesday, the County Board of Supervisors requested a report from the new CAO on the performance of the Sheriff's Department's Office of Independent Review, the so-called OIR. The OIR might finally be asked to justify their $1.2 million annual cost, and that's good news to anyone who pays property taxes in Los Angeles County. The Office of Independent Review was added to the Sheriff's bureaucracy 7 years ago to improve the perception of accountability among our ranks. Since we are already reviewed externally by County Counsel Merrick Bob, as well as our own Internal Affairs, Internal Criminal, and FBI, OIR doesn't seem to serve any real purpose except to provide public relations cover to the sheriff. Rather than paying lawyers to second-guess hardworking deputy sheriffs, we prefer the $1.2 million be spent on new patrol deputies in our county's underserved, unincorporated areas. That's a much more effective use of the resources. I'm Steve Remage. Please drive carefully, and thanks for listening.
This is the Terry Anderson Show. We're talking about the illegal alien invasion of our country. I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the folks listening tonight on KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona. The great K-Don 720 AM hooked up on satellite tonight. Great news. All those folks listening on the RBN Network, welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those that want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you give back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Folks, there are those in the Congress of the United States who would allow us to be overrun with enough illegal aliens to totally destroy this country. We've seen that. Obama, Hillary, McCain, Giuliani, one of the number one guys. They don't care anything about this problem. They act like they do, but they don't. And they would allow this country to be totally engulfed with illegal aliens. Now, one of the worst of the worst of the most despicable in the Congress is Ohio Democrat Congressman Dennis Kucinich. I mean, this guy is a real piece of work, a very dangerous man. Last week, in an interview on CNN, Wolf Blitzer used the term illegal to describe an illegal alien. Kucinich objected to Blitzer's use of the word illegal. You see, folks, one of the tactics to destroy America is to crowd in confusion in the American mind by changing the way we speak. Crowd us with things that aren't real. Crowd us with facts that aren't real. Crowd us with interpretations and descriptions of things that aren't real. This is what they do. An illegal act is no longer illegal. And an alien is no longer an alien. Now, when Blitzer used the word illegal, listen to what this clown said, quote, "I take issue with your description of people being illegal immigrants." Well, I wouldn't use that term either, but it's a whole lot closer than what he wants to call them. "There aren't any illegal human beings." That's number one. Number two, "They're undocumented," end quote. Now, I wonder, let me just give a hypothetical here. If I break into this clown's house, the way these illegal aliens have broken into our country, would I be considered illegal? Or would he just simply call me an undocumented house guest? Which is it? Would he allow me to stay there and say, well, there's no such thing as anybody's illegal? Or would he call 5-0 and have me put out and put in jail? He'd have me arrested quicker than I could swallow my own spit, and he knows he would. But these people are the chosen people, so we can't go after them. This is the trick to the public, folks. This is the first thing they do is to confuse, and they do this with language. And we ain't going for it. Illegal alien is the correct term, and we will continue to use it. And Mr. Dennis Kucinich, you have been horribleized tonight. You have the great honor or dishonor, however you want to look at it, of being the most horriblest clown of the week. What an idiot. What a total idiot. What a pandering, slobbering idiot. Unbelievable. Let's get to our guests, folks. Mr. Ted Hilton. Ted has put together a new initiative here in the state of California. Now, we know initiatives are one of the great tools that we have as Americans in states that allow it. Look what Oklahoma has done. Georgia is doing it. We know the great work the state of Arizona did. Mr. Ted Hilton just put together one that's called the California Real ID Act of 2008. Ted, what do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
How you doing? You got me there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, one of the main reasons that we brought this forward is that in 2009, California faces a $400 million penalty from the federal government because we keep holding on, we keep giving this 18 years of welfare to the children of illegal aliens. The standard is to be 5 years, but what we're doing in this initiative is that we're just eliminating the entire program. So the child-only CalWORKS program is going to be ended for the children of illegal aliens. And the state said we have that right to do that. They don't issue it in every state in the country. So that's one of the main provisions. Shall I keep going?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we've got prenatal and all non-emergency being ended. Let me go back to 1988 or 87. In 87, we had a lower teenage birth rate than the national average. We started the prenatal care for the illegal aliens in 1988. By 1993, we had the highest teenage birth rate of any state in the country, and it's continued that way.
Think that's coincidence?
It's coincidence, and also there's a second reason we gave the amnesty in 87, and then that also brought a lot of the illegals over, hoping for the next amnesty. So you're right, but it's driven this teenage birth rate way up. That's one of the problems that we can address. The other one is harder to get to, and that's the births, because the births are paid under emergency care, but
right.
What we can do is we've separated the birth certificates in two. There's one birth certificate for the children of citizens and legal residents, and the other goes to all others. So the illegal alien mother is now going to have to go into the county clerk's office, get fingerprinted and photographed before she can pick up her birth certificate.
I love it. The mark of Cain. I love it.
All right.
It's beautiful.
So, let's see. You got any questions? Or?
No, keep going.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you this. We've had a lot of initiatives in the state of California.
Sure. Okay.
I was part of Prop 187. I helped with that one, and a lot of people did a lot of really good work with that. Barbara Coe comes to mind instantly. She's so such a soldier when it comes to this stuff. We've had some recently that didn't work.
Right.
Why is this one going to work?
Okay.
And the others didn't.
The last three that we had were constitutional amendments, so they take about 350,000 more signatures than this one. There is more of a fire in the belly on this type of initiative that we have, because there are a lot of dollars that are saved, and it's going after these magnets. The previous one with the Border Police initiative, unfortunately, it required like a $250 to $300 million expenditure from the state just to get it started. And I think there could have been some hesitance, but this initiative that we have now is going to result in direct savings to the state, at least a minimum of $700 million, if not more. And a couple of the good things that we have is we have the regular way to donate. That's taxpayerrevolution.org. And then I've got another way. It's javaforcalifornia.com. And what people can do now that the holidays are coming, they can go onto that website, buy some coffee, and at the same time, we get a small cut of that purchase that they make. So it's javaforcalifornia.com.
Let me
buy some holiday gifts. And
let me ask you this, Ted.
Sure.
How many signatures are we talking about?
We need exactly 433,000, but we'll probably go way over 500 is the goal. So this can be downloaded. It's one page.
How much money is this going to take?
Well, the pros are estimating between 500 and a million.
That has been our problem in the past. Now,
right.
I don't want you to think I'm attacking your initiative.
I know.
Anything.
You're absolutely right.
This is beautiful. It's a great thing. But that has been our problem in the past. Getting the money, you got to buy the signatures. We got a lot of great people to get out there and put the shoe leather out there on
right.
the sidewalk. But you got to have the money. And if you don't have the money, you can't do it. Now,
well,
now have you got some?
I've got Senator Harmon is taking it around to all the Republican senators. Some of the key ones, if somebody wants to call their state senator, if they have Ackerman, Dutton, or runner, call their chief of staff in Sacramento, tell them you want him, tell them you want their senators to support the California Real ID Act.
And if the senators support it, what's that got to do with the money?
Okay, but they know where the money is. That's the whole deal. They can get a hold of some of the money. Now, we have money as well in the immigration control movement. I mean, there's Federation for American Immigration Reform. I mean, some of these groups, California's population stabilization, they should be coming to the table. Numbers USA has made a commitment. They will send an email alert out to their 525,000 members across the states. 70,000 are here in California. I also have a formal resolution of support from the California American Legion. They have 150,000 members and 100,000 auxiliary members. We're going to be able to mail to all of their members, and also the petitions will be at all of the posts. So we've got some of the groundwork started, but
that's an important thing, Ted. We want to encourage this. I mean, this is important stuff. The problem is getting it done, getting the money, getting the signatures, and we've been down this road so many times. Now, how much time will you have to gather these signatures, and when will it start?
The end of December, the very last days of December. It'll go through almost the end of April. So, but everyone can go to their computer, download two pages, get them signed, and send them back. I mean, it couldn't be easier. I've done it for other initiatives, and it's not that difficult, but it's just getting people generated to do it.
How do they get in touch with you?
TaxpayerRevolution.org, or the email address you want, voter@TaxpayerRevolution.org.
Okay, well, we're going to see what happens with this.
And remember the jobsforcalifornia.com, where they can buy a coffee.
Right.
To support the initiative and get some coffee at the same time.
Now, you're going to be speaking at Barbara Coe's meeting this week, right?
It's Wednesday evening at 7:30, the Garden Grove Women's Club, I believe, on Chapman Avenue.
877-NO-ILLEGALS for information on that speech. We wish you the best, Ted. We're going to stay in touch with you.
Appreciate
We're
it.
Going to see how this thing is going, see how we can help.
Okay. Thank All you very much.
You take care.
Okay. You too. Thanks.
Ted Hilton, folks, he's out here doing doing the work of the American folks. I know you people, some of you are burned out on this stuff. I mean, we've been down this road so many times, but this is an important one. And if we can get it to work, it will be a good addition. Only problem with living in California, you got to have so damn many signatures. I mean, that's the problem. But other states have been able to do it, and it's all relative. We need more signatures, but we got more people to do it. So we'll see what happens. But like I said to Ted, and I'm saying to you, it takes money, and that's the whole thing. And I'm going to give a little speech about money when we come back from the commercial break here. This is a tough time for us on the show, and boy, this week's take was really low. I hate to put that out over the airways, but it's a fact. But we'll talk about that when we come back. We're going to play our very good friend of the Terry Anderson Show now, Senor Augustine Cebeda of the Brown Berets, De Aslan, Racist Deluxe. He will let you know how he feels about you as an American. We're going to play this through the end of the year, folks, just so people will get acquainted with just how racist some people can be. This is courtesy of CCIR, and I think it is important that Americans hear this voice.
Augustine Cebeda, the Brown Berets, we're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of L.A. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white Anglo-Saxon Protestant L.A., the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours. It's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Go back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock, you pilgrims! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die!
Even their own ethicists say that they should die. They have a duty to die. taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college and start.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
54 Glory. Toll free 877-54 Glory. Online at crystalcathedral.org. The glory of Christmas at the Crystal Cathedral.
The U.S. has troops stationed all over the world to protect our allies against invasion. But no one is protecting us from invasion. As a result, we're losing a war we don't even know we're in. We're being conquered by Mexico. And our government at the federal, state, and local level is full of collaborators who are aiding and abetting this invasion. The time has come for ordinary taxpaying American citizens to take action to take back our country one sanctuary city at a time. My name is Walter Moore, and I'm running for mayor of Los Angeles right now. LA is America's second largest city. It's a sanctuary city. And wherever you live, help me win this war. Contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad so I can buy more ads and get more support to take back our city. Call 310-909-7239 or go to waltermooreformayor.com, waltermooreformayor.com.
This is the Terry Anderson Show. I'm going to do the painful deal here now, folks. We opened the mail this week. There was very little to help us. And those of you who did help us, we thank you very much. And those of you who have been faithful contributors of the show, we thank you all very much. We couldn't have stayed on this long without you. But if this continues, folks, it's going to get kind of terminal for us. And here's the reason. We got a lot of people that call the show, a lot of people that email me and stuff, but, you know, drop us a little something in an envelope. Go to our website and use PayPal. You can go there and use PayPal. Do it instantly. I mean, we don't take a dime. I make this speech every once in a while, and I got to make it again. We don't take a dime. There's three of us here who work on the show and a fourth who does the banking for us. And I'm telling you, We don't get paid anything. We use every nickel we get for show business to buy this airtime. And it is a very expensive proposition. We're trying to expand the show, and we can't do it if people don't help us, especially this time of the year. I understand, you know, everybody went to Black Friday and shopped till they dropped. I understand. That's fine. That's a good thing. But don't forget us. You know, drop us a little something in an envelope. The book, Fighting Immigration Anarchy, we just got one request for tonight. We have two books left. Two books left. Anybody that wants one, please send us a donation of $100. We'll send you an autographed copy of the book. The books went in a fairly quick fashion, and we appreciate everybody who wanted one and got one. It is a fabulous book written by Dan Sheehy. But we do need your help to stay on the air. And if 10 people write requesting books, the first two get them, and the other people, well, I'm sorry, we're going to keep your money anyway. But we appreciate it. But if you can't send that much, send us something. It's as simple as that, and I hate it's very. If it's distasteful for you to hear it, it's twice as distasteful for me to say it. But it's the way it is, and if we're going to stay on the air, we got to have your help. We work very hard at this. I can't tell you the number of hours my producer Michael spends on it, and Mel works hard on it. We all work very hard on the show to keep it going every week to give a quality product, and we don't get a nickel for it. And if we're going to buy this airtime, let me tell you, these radio stations, man, they don't care anything. Anything about our message or how good the show is or even what our ratings are. Show us the money. That's all they care about. And I understand they run the business fine. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We will give out that address again at the end of the show, folks. We do need your help, especially this time of the year. It gets real tough. And I understand people are buying turkeys, they're buying bicycles, they're buying MP3s and all that other stuff. I understand that. But we are on the air. We do the show on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. We've done the show on birthdays, anniversaries, everything. We're here. We have never missed a show in 7 years. That is a commitment, and all we're asking is for you to commit to help us with that commitment so we can all stay on and keep getting this message out. End of sermon. Let's go to Robert calling from Austin, Texas. Robert, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, we're, in case the rest of the country isn't listening, we're in about the same crisis point as California. We're being totally overrun here, and this is a sanctuary city, and... It's just getting real hard to find any kind of job. They've just taken over all the trades. And
you know what's amazing, Robert? You tell that to Rudy Giuliani. Tell that to Hillary. Tell that to Barack Obama, whatever his name is. Tell that to these people out here who are talking about a pathway to citizenship and comprehensive immigration reform. Tell them what it's like to not be able to get a job in the field of endeavor that you once worked in.
Yeah,
it is amazing that they do not understand it. Giuliani doesn't get it. I'm going to tell you McCain doesn't get it. I'm going to tell you that Mitt Romney doesn't. None of these people. I'll tell you who gets it. Duncan Hunter and Tom Tancredo get it. Okay.
And Ron Paul, too. And
those three get it.
I think he understands.
Those three get it.
It's just getting to the point here. All the schools, when I drive by the elementary schools, they're just packed with these women pushing strollers full of anchor babies, and I mean they're just everywhere. And I try to go to the discount store. I feel like I'm in a foreign country.
Yep.
There's places in this city like in L.A. where if you took visitors, then I know you could too. You would think you were in Mexico, Terry. And
that's
I know
right.
It's the same out there where you guys are.
I have friends who live in Guadalajara. I took them downtown L.A. You know what they told me? Looks like Guadalajara.
Yeah.
You know?
Austin's the same way.
Yeah.
And all these big buildings and all this it's booming here, well, because people want the real estate. They're bailing out of the high-end economies, and all the new high-rise, high-dollar condos, you look at these crews, and they're all illegal aliens. And, now they're taking the delivery jobs and what's left over, you know, since us with college degrees can't get work now. I can't even fall back on my trade. I was a painter for many years, and I went to college.
That painting, drywall, all that's concrete, bricks, all that stuff's gone. You know what, Robert? as this crunch comes, and this economy is going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah, I agree.
As this crunch comes, you know, people are going to start looking at, you know, okay, Julio's working and I'm not working, so, you know, something's got to change here. People are going to start getting angry that illegal aliens and let's be politically correct, illegal aliens from all over the world are working in our country and we're not working. People are going to get angry. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean,
I know
when a guy's not feeding his family, a guy gets kind of perturbed and you never know what he's going to do.
And we can't even petition our government.
No.
And they won't even help us, you know.
Turn a deaf ear.
And we're trying here to get some kind of state law passed like they did in Oklahoma and like Randy Terrell got passed
right
up there. And I know Arkansas is thinking of one in Georgia.
And Kansas.
And here they're so entrenched, the politicians, because they're so in bed with the big...
Okay,
the
but business. let me give you this one, Robert. As that thing progresses in Arkansas and Oklahoma... And if Kansas does it, guess where they're going to go? Guess where all the illegal aliens are going to go? They're going to go to Texas because that's the closest place, because that's going to be sanctuary for them. And Texas will have to do the right thing. Kansas didn't want to do it. Arkansas didn't want to do it. But when Oklahoma did it, it forced those other states to do it, as will happen with Texas. I got to go, buddy.
Okay, thanks, Terry.
Thanks for calling. Robert, call me again.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
You take care.
Okay, you too. Bye.
All right, let's go to Cecil, calling from Yuma, Arizona. Cecil, what do you hear? What do you say?
Good evening, Terry.
Hey, buddy.
Say, Yuma is not a sanctuary city, and we got them here, too.
Got them everywhere.
Yeah. Operation Streamline was implemented here in the Yuma sector several months ago. It is working. The numbers are down a lot.
It's working everywhere they've implemented it across the border.
It is.
Yep.
And they are cutting back the National Guard here. Now, we had not seen an illegal for months out on the border. Last night, three got away. Tonight, on the way in, Border Patrol was boxing some up. We didn't see any other than those. But we're starting to see them again since they pulled the National Guard back.
Mm-hmm. That's just common sense. The path of least resistance.
Yes, and these people are different than they were. We used to be able to holler at them to stop and sit down, and they would do it.
They don't even listen anymore.
Now, you holler stop, and they speed up, because they know they're going to get arrested and go to jail.
And because of the Operation Streamline.
Exactly.
And for folks that don't know what that means, what it is, every illegal alien caught crossing that border is prosecuted and jailed.
That's right.
They are jailed. They're not just strictly, you know, simply released like they used to be. And it's a good thing, because what it does, it discourages that sector from being crossed. Now, what they do, they go to a sector, and believe me, they know where it's at, Cecil. They know which sectors have Streamline and which don't.
Yes,
and they
do.
And they will go there and cross.
Yes, they're going into California. They're going eastern Arizona, which all of Arizona is supposed to go on Operation Streamline at the first of the year.
All right, buddy. We appreciate the update. Cecil, you stay in touch with us.
All right. Thank you, Terry.
All right, buddy. You take care. Great guy there doing the work of America. Let's go to Mike calling from West Hills, California. Michael, what do you hear? What do you say? Michael, what do you hear? What do you say? Okay, Michael's not there. Let's go to Michael calling from Los Angeles. Michael, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, hello. Say, you know, there is a solution to these jackpot babies. What we really need to do is go to the Supreme Court and have a decision that jackpot babies never were citizens, and that was a misreading of the Constitution, etc. If there was a decision that said that, it was an invalid decision. Once that is done, it overturns everything. In other words, anyone that was granted citizenship under that, it's invalid.
You know, Michael, that's a brilliant thing, and that's what a lot of these bills that have come up, H.R. 7 and some of these others that have been introduced in the country, were for, is to force this thing. You know, if it happens on a state level, we know it's going to get turned over by the Ninth Circus of Appeal, but the object of that is to get it to the Supreme Court, like you said, and I'm going to be honest. I will accept whatever decision they make. You know, it's like the O.J. thing. I thought he did it, but, you know, they said not guilty. It was over for me. Same thing with this. If it goes to the Supreme Court and they rule against us, end of it. I won't bring it up again.
Well,
Michael, we want our day in court.
What can happen with the Supreme Court is this. Article 3, Section 2, Clause 2 of the Constitution says that essentially says that the Senate has the power to overturn the United States Supreme Court. In other words, the Supreme Court has a superior, but you never hear about this. You know, they never bring this up because the lawyers don't like it. Okay, out in the field. In other words, that actually the judiciary can be overturned by the only elected body, which is the Senate and the House. And so they can actually overturn the Supreme Court. They've done it about, I think, 12 or 13 times in history. Not very often, but they don't talk about it because the lawyers in this country don't like this to be known, that the legislatures, which are the most immediate body, you know, because we elect them, can overturn the courts.
Well, I'm sure they don't want us to know it because it's going to benefit
right.
us.
Right. It's Section 3, Clause, Section 3, Article 3, pardon me. Article 3, Section 2, Clause 2 of the Constitution, main body, not in the 10 amendments. Article 3, Section 2, Clause 2, read it. It says, talks about original jurisdiction. In other words, the Senate can tell the Supreme Court not to make any decisions on whatever subject they say they can't make a decision on when they write a law. So they can take care of this thing. They could stop abortion that way. They could stop the illegals that way, but they don't do it.
So we could write a book about this stuff. They don't do. Great call,
right.
Michael. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Greg calling from Reno, Nevada. Greg, what do you hear? What do you say?
Oh, hey, Terry, how are you doing?
Hey, buddy, pretty good.
Who would you like to talk about? Additional ammunition to convince people not to vote for Giuliani, or the fact that the illegals we're getting are the worst of the lot?
Boy, take your pick on that one. You know, I was listening to Tom Tancredo was on Roger Hedgecock out of San Diego has a syndicated show on Saturday mornings. And I was listening to it yesterday. It's a pretty good show, and he had Tom on. Tom was going through the candidates one at a time, Greg. And when he got to Giuliani, he basically said, you know, this guy is the same as the rest of these people out here. He doesn't care about this issue. This is a guy that wanted illegal aliens. He said, we want illegal aliens in our city in New York. Why in the world would any Republican vote for him? Now, I know what you're saying. People are going to say, well, he's better than Hillary. We have to beat Hillary. Well, what's the point in beating Hillary if you get something worse? Now, a year out from the election is the time for Republicans to be deciding who they're going to take. You've got some good people out there that you could push to the front if only you have the sense to do it. If you allow this clown, this Giuliani, to be your nominee for the presidency of the United States, you get what you deserve.
Well, definitely. You know, I think what the problem is too many people are trying to play this absurd chess game with who's electable. You know what
yeah,
you have to
I
do
hear
is
that.
You have to do what Tom Tancredo said. Don't settle for the lesser two evils. Vote for who you really want to vote for. Don't let anybody talk you into voting for Gagliani or pretty boy Floyd Romney.
And Greg, I hear that all the time, but he can win. Well, you know, what if it's Satan that can win? You're going to vote for him too? Hitler won. Hitler was the guy that could win. They put him in office. Now, I'm not comparing these guys to Hitler. What I'm saying is, just because a guy can win, that's not a good enough reason to vote for him. Come on. What does he stand for? What has he done? What has he promised to do? Where is he at on the issues? That's what we should be concerned with.
Oh, definitely. And you might want to, you know, you might also want to mention to people, the Bushes and the Clintons are buddies. Bush has basically anointed Hillary to be the next president. He's basically told us, hey, just lump it. If you
I bet they all sleep in
be the next president.
I bet they all sleep in one big bed, Greg.
Oh, definitely.
All of
I
them.
I would tell people, if you don't like Bush, you're not going to like Clinton.
I agree.
You know?
Well, we didn't like the last one, and we didn't like the last Bush or this Bush. Now, why are we going to rerun these people over and over? Got to go, Greg. Thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, thank you.
All right, let's go to Crazy Steve calling from Austin, Texas. Steve, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Greetings from the People's Republic of Austin, Texas under siege, Moscow on the Colorado. Boy, ditto with that first caller Robert had to say. It's really bad here. It's we just erected a new Raza Nazi headquarters called the Mexican-American Cultural Center. Lots of dirty Aztec filth all over that place. Demonic Satan gods. But anyway... terrible thing is we can't get Kay Bailey Hutchison, our senator, to get the INS to come down here or do anything about Ramos and Compeon. That broad is in the enemy camp.
Yeah, she's out to lunch.
Speaking of Ramos and Compeon, which is the reason why I'm calling, is that AmericanFreedomRiders.com has protests for these guys that they stagger over every weekend. Coming up on December 1st, the first Saturday of each month, at Fort Myers, Florida, San Diego, California, Tucson, Arizona, Manhattan, New York, Omaha, Nebraska, at Bullhead City, Arizona. If you want those, again, and the contact information, go to AmericanFreedomRiders.com. We only managed to get one guy out last weekend here in Austin, you know, and people are complaining. You got to come out and support these Border Patrol agents. We do get attention there in front of the Capitol when we have these protests for these heroes. So don't forget Ramos and Compeon, and call that stupid broad Kay Bailey Hutchison if you're from Texas to get her to put the heat on the ice to do some work for, site raids here. Maybe she should join the Senator Cornyn, and I think it is Feinstein, was it, to write a letter to that cretin Bush to pardon these guys. So that's all I got. AmericanFreedomRiders.com.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Anita calling from San Jose. Anita, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time. You always call at the end of the show.
Hi. Okay, real quick. Two things. One about Giuliani. Let's not forget that in Jeremy Corsi's Lakeridge, USA, that book, it mentions in there that his family is involved in that building of the superhighway for uniting the whole, you know, North America, whatever.
Right.
So that's one of the reasons why he's behind the illegal aliens and all of that. I mean, you know. And the other thing I mentioned last week about the fires in the fires that you had last time, that they were so terrible, and that how these illegal aliens live in the woods. In there, where they light up candles, where they cook with right. with fire, and I wouldn't be surprised if some of the fires before, the ones that happened before that were so bad, were actually caused by them. And then this last one could be very well too, because when I saw that
the one in Malibu
documentary in the Spanish news about these people and how they had to hide and live in the bushes, and I saw that they were cooking and everything else, immediately I thought about it. I said, oh, just a little wind or whatever,
and,
which and
if you
have a lot
and
of
Anita,
over there.
Anita, if you think the news is going to tell us it was started by an illegal alien, don't hold your breath on that one. They'll
well,
never.
Well, the people who had people who died in the other one, the people who had so many losses, they should be up in arms. And actually, they should. I will be checking my surroundings when I live in areas like that. And if I see those people squatting in there, you know, just make sure. I mean, something needs to be done, because I'm pretty sure that some of it was caused by it. Just by looking at the documentary.
It was obvious.
They wash their clothes with detergent in those rivers and all.
It's just common.
All kinds of contamination also.
It's just common sense. If they live that way, they're going to have some accidents and starts and fires.
But we have to pay for it. We have to pay for it in many ways. Our insurances are going to go up because of these fires.
Insurances and taxes.
And these are many of these people are the same ones that are hiring them, even though they have so much money, but they're always that way.
Yep.
They want to hire, you know, these people. That's what they were saying. They were saying, we can watch those mansions from here, and, you know,
they want to save every nickel they can, and they're gonna cry when they find out what it costs in the end. Gotta go, Anita. Thanks for the call. Call me again. Take care.
Okay, ciao.
Let's go to Captain Ed calling from L.A. Cap, what do you hear? What do you say? Long time no hear.
Yeah, I know. Terry, it's good hearing your voice again, and I got another 100 I'm going to send you.
Oh, buddy, we appreciate it.
And I hope that people listening will be encouraged to do the same.
And let me just say this, folks. Captain Ed has sent a lot more than $100 to us. This is unsolicited from me to him. He's been a very big help to the show over the years, and we appreciate him very much. It's not that we want anybody to go broke, Cap. We just kind of want everybody to, you know, spread it out, you know?
Hey, just a few bucks, people. Please do it. This is one of the greatest guys you're ever going to find, and maybe we'll get him to run for office someday.
Well, thank you for that unsolicited testimonial.
And I mean that sincerely.
Well, I appreciate it, buddy.
Keep up the good.
All right, Cap. Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Captain Ed, great guy. Let's go to Ron calling from L.A. Ron. What do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, schools, in order to bring them up, there's a study. It's going to cost about $30 billion at least a year, and some studies aren't even saying it's going to cost $1.5 trillion with a T, more in California, and get this. I know you're short on time, so I'm going a little fast. 1.6 million people in California are English learners, and 3.1 million are considered poor, which is about half the students in California. Now, the governor and the state legislature should do this. Get all the illegals and all the students who don't want to learn out of there, and instead of building new schools, build jails so the students can learn in California, and we could make California the golden state and get rid of the tarnish.
Boy, I love it. Well said, Ron. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Terry.
All right, let's go to David calling from Anaheim. David, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, God bless you, sir. You're doing a great job. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. But I wanted to tell you about an article that I had seen in the Orange County Register. Actually, Terry, there are a big number in Congress who are for repealing the 14th Amendment perversion of jackpot babyism.
We have to get it to that Supreme Court, though. That's what's going to have to be done.
I want to find that article and email to you. Can I get your email?
You can send it. Go to our website. You can get it there. You can email me through the website.
Okay. I'd also like to encourage others to call this phone number to volunteer for the Republican who will run against Loretta Sanchez. Okay? It is 714-864-7241.
Okay, thanks, David.
Okay, sir. See ya.
All right. You know what, folks? I have to make the point again about us staying on the air. I appreciate Captain Ed calling. I had no idea he was going to call. He's been a friend of this show for a long time, since we've been on the air, actually, and he's a great guy. We've got some other great people, too. I want to mention one that I really love, Helen from El Segundo. You know who I'm talking about. What a fabulous lady. And some of you other people who have sent us really nice amounts of money. And I'm not wanting anybody to break themselves and send us, you know, hundreds of dollars like we do receive that from people who can't afford it. We also get $2 checks. We get $5 checks. We get $20 checks. It's something that we need to stay on the air. This is very distasteful to me. I'm going to get off of it now. You probably won't hear me say it again ever until next week. And it's just one of those things we have to do to conduct business. So if you want to help us, please, please, please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. You know what I was saying about the election, folks? I know you Republicans especially are going to vote for whoever the nominee is. Now is the time to get your party to find somebody that we can all be proud of. When's the last time you went to the polls and voted and says, wow, I can't wait for tomorrow. It's election day on Tuesday. I can't wait to get up and run down here and vote for this guy or this lady or whoever. When's the last time you were that excited to vote for somebody? I bet it's been a long time. I can almost tell you who the guy probably was. I won't mention it now, but I can almost tell you who that president was. We haven't had a person that we can be excited about in a long time. We're sitting back and holding our nose, as George Putnam would say, and voting for somebody that we don't really want to vote for because we don't like the other guy more. That's not a way to run a country. We should be excited about those who come up and run for election, not these Giulianis. He's horrible. Not these McCains. These people. Mike Huckabee, who is one of the most insincere, likable guys, but he's full of it, folks. This guy would give everything we have away to an illegal alien, but they say now he's looking electable. Ain't that sad? Think about it, and if you think I'm right, start contacting your people and tell them to speak your language and make them understand that we want somebody that's going to represent us, not somebody that can, quote, win, unquote. Two great columns this week with the swings, folks. Go north, young man. And what's the over and under on a Latino party? Boy, great article. You're going to read on our website this week with the swings. Really, really good stuff. I want to thank my fabulous, fabulous engineer, Deluxe Alex Cano, for taking the time to engineer our show in such a proficient and professional manner. I want to thank Mel for taking your calls. My producer who works endlessly, Michael Wolner. I want to remind everybody about Kevin James every weekday night here at 9 o'clock on Carol A.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.